Welcome to the Humanity Matters podcast, where we discuss and reflect on faith and philosophy, leadership and social issues. We want to engage in ideas and what it means to be a free human being in the pursuit of human flourishing. For more information, please visit our website, philipfletcher.org. And now, the Humanity Matters podcast. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Dr. Philip Fletcher with Humanity Matters podcast. If, by Rudyard Kipling, the first line of the first stanza, it opens with, "If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you." Again, this is the opening line to the poem, "If," written by Rudyard Kipling. Who was Rudyard Kipling? Rudyard Kipling was one of the best known of the late Victorian poets and storytellers. He was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1907. He's also best known for his 1894 literature piece, The Jungle Book. Surely you've seen it. The Disney version, the cartoon, that's what I grew up on. I was first exposed to the poem If back in college. In my fraternity days, I'm a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, formed in 1906. And one of the poems that we had to memorize from top to bottom was this poem, If. The poem, If, is stanza after stanza of conditions on how to engage life, how to engage people, and what would be necessary to become a man or a woman. So the poem ends with, "You will be a man, my son." And I'd like to add, or a woman, because the ideas, the principles, the scenarios that are engaged with in this poem can be equally applied or equally experienced by both men and women. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. So, what can we take from this legendary poem, this legendary quote? Well, life will have moments which are chaotic or simply just bothersome. So you look from the classroom, you could be in the boardroom, you could be on the political stage, you could be at home. The reality is there will be light and sometimes heavy momentary events in which there are going to be people involved and they're going to react with more emotion and less rationality. Control is going to give way to chaos. And so you're going to be in situations in which people are losing their heads. But here's the second thing that we can draw out of this poem. Here's a question. So how will you respond if you are justly or unjustly deemed the cause of the problem? Because the reality is there's going to be times we're going to say things, we're going to do things that's going to create problematic situations. And then there's going to be other times where we're going to be treated as the scapegoat. So again, how will you respond? How will you keep your head when all others are losing theirs and blaming it on you? So as men and women, peers or family members, they're going to place you as the catalyst of the problem. So how you respond will be a measure of your mental health and ability to appropriately respond. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King had stated that the ultimate measure of a man or woman is not in times of comfort or convenience, but in times of trial and controversy. That's the ultimate measure. So finally, drawing out of this legendary quote coming from the poem If, written by Rudyard Kipling, find ways to keep your head. So we have to recognize the ease at which one can be swept up into the outrage of a group. So stand back, assess, then move forward. Hysteria can be detrimental to your personal well-being. So prayer, meditation, writing, whatever the method you must use, you got to determine that. The cultivated ability to be measured and rational and still recognize the reality of the situation can greatly assist your own mental health. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you.
Hey, if you found something of value, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Find us on Facebook at Dr. Philip Fletcher. Find us on Twitter at Phil Fletcher. And as always, visit us on the website philipfletcher.org.